Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and this is a live, if you're listening on a Wednesday morning, a live prophecy reality edition. Come on over to the FirstAmendmentRadio.net chat room. Studio cam is on. Join the conversation. Questions, comments, your telephone call, or not, and join us. If you can't, if you're not able to because of your job restrictions or work requirements, well, just keep listening, and I pray that you'll be edified and notified. Okay, what do we got today? Scripture for the day. Psalm 2, that's the second psalm, very nice, short, 12 verses long. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. We are in those days. I'm not done yet, but we're in those days where the world is saying to the Lord and his anointed, yeah, the people that brought about so much good, God's church brought about so much good in this world, but the time has come. The loosing of those three frog-like spirits to go into the earth and prepare the world for the great day of God Almighty, to sort them out, so to speak, and to divide the people, who's with the Lord and who's not with the Lord. That's the job of those three frog-like spirits. You know, I keep hearing this other television commentator say that it's the church's fault. A lot of people want to blame the church. It's the church's fault. It's the failure of the churches. Is it really? Okay. Now there's the Antichrist church. They're doing the bidding of their Antichrist God of this world, Satan. And they worship him. They do, as we read in the Revelation, that the dragon, Satan, gives them their power. So that's the Antichrist Christian church. But Jesus said, I will build my church. You know, and I have a hard time placing anything at the feet of something that Jesus said he would build. So when these people are pointing their fingers at the church, so to speak, well, they're talking about the visible church on earth. They're talking about the nominal church, what appears to be the church. You're talking about that anti-Christian great apostasy and all of her daughters out there, and probably pointing the finger at themselves at the same time. Yeah. So they say, let us break their bands asunder. And you can tell the anti-Christian church because they're breaking the bands asunder. They're casting away the cords of righteousness, of the law of God that has done so much good in the world over the last 2,000 years, especially since the judgment of the anti-Christian church after its 1260-year overt reign. Then, yeah, as we learn, if you went through my study on the Revelation, or if you read the book that I wrote from that study from, or vice versa, I wrote the book, then I played the study 2 weeks in a row twice, so that would take 4 weeks. Yeah, a whole month I played my Revelation audible version for you on the air here. And you can listen to that for free. Yeah, you don't have to buy the book, but it is available if you want it for a reference. But you can go to my website, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, and go to the Bible Studies page there and click on the Revelation. And that audible version for my listeners, is available. And whoever you want to share it with. Yeah, I don't need money from books. The Lord provides everything I need. And right now, I need, my well has run dry again. And you've heard this before because my well ran dry before. And after a 5-year drought here in California, I had about 115 to 20 foot well. And my well was at 100 feet. And I ran out of water at 100 feet. And so I put my pump down another 13 feet because my well is about 114 feet, 15 feet. So I put my well about as far down as I could without hitting the bottom of the well. And it lasted until last week. I thought it was going to make it, but I didn't know we were in for another drought. We are officially in another drought here, and I need to go down to 200 feet at least with my well, because I think the water table is going to keep dropping. Right now I'm getting water from my neighbor, and his well is only like, you know, 120 or 125 feet, so I'm thinking he's going to run out of water by the end of the summer. And that's the way it goes here, so need some help, and I'm counting on the Lord to provide, the money to do that. It could be at least $13,000 up to $20,000 to put in a new well. And so need your prayers for that, at least, that the Lord will provide. And not only that, I'm having trouble finding someone to dig my well for me. So I need the right contractor to show up. I'm going to be back on the phone. I've already called more than a half a dozen. And I've got one guy called me back. And they're way far away and their price is way, way high. And so the local guy called me and says, I'm just too busy. Try these other guys. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So appreciate your prayers out there if you hear this, that so we can get a well here. And I certainly can't afford it on the very small salary that I'm able to take. It's called whatever's left over after all of our expenses are paid here. That's what me and my family get to live on. And it certainly is not enough to put in a well or pay for one. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And that, you see those, the bands being broken and the cords being cut all over the place today. It's those three frog-like spirits that have been let loose in the earth. And that's why we know we're in the time that is spoken of before Christ returns. And we've done our calculations. You've seen my What Year Is It study, pinpointing the year to about 2055, that the sixth millennia will end and the seventh millennium will begin. Of course, the thesis being that Jesus returns for the seventh millennium and we get 1,000 years. I see a lot of people, they have aspirations to travel and do things before, you know, I want to see the world in this life and I want to live in the nicest house and I want to make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and all these things. And you know what? I'd like to see things too, but I don't really want to spend, traveling is hard work. Let me put it that way. Traveling is very exhausting and it really takes its toll on your body. And so I definitely don't want to travel in my waning years because I'm going to have a whole millennium to travel. Yeah. So, and that's not very far off. You know, whether I go to be with the Lord or I go to the grave or if he comes before I go to the grave, either way, it's not that far off. So I don't want to do any of those things in this life. And that's why I'm happy to work here and, you know, serve the Lord and run First Amendment Radio and, you know, for living expenses of less than $1,000 a month, because that's what we have to live on here. And it's not very much. But there are not a lot of people that are willing to fund an operation like this. And how would I know that? Because very few people give. I have a few people that give, what would be a substantial amount for me to give, but not very many. Just a very few people are really sustaining the work that we're doing here. And we're being shadow banned on everywhere you go. Now I'm even being, I've been on Gab for, I don't know, quite a while. And I see that I'm being shadow banned there even. And I know why. Because I'm bringing this Protestant protesting against the Antichrist and his shadow government and his great apostasy. Because that's what we're doing here. We're exposing them. And not very many people are doing that. And I notice the few people that are doing it are not doing really well financially. They're like us here, you know. I mean, I wouldn't be in as good a shape as I'm in now if I hadn't made some investments before I stopped working in the world as a contractor. Yeah. If I hadn't taken everything I earned then and put it into a place to live now, as you know, one of the advantages I have by doing that is that I don't have any payments, you know, mortgages or anything like that. And I can't borrow money either because I've walked away from the whole fiat usury monetary, you know, card carrying aspect of that monetary system. And that's the book I'm writing that I'm working on now is called Protesting the Mark of the Beast. Yeah. That's not going to make me any more popular than I am. I keep doing everything wrong. Everything I do makes me more unpopular in the world. But, you know, it doesn't matter because our job as part of, as members, as living stones in the church that Jesus said he would build is to do whatever our master wants us to do. And in the world, you know, let's see, that means that the longer, the closer we get to his return, the more I'm excluded from the things of the world and everything that the world can gain power over, like the entire monetary system of the world. They've gained control over it. They have they have total control with a fiat usury monetary system. But verse 4 of Psalm 2 says, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision." And you know, it's nice to see that being played out on the world scene. Because you get all these people and, you know, I can name a few names. People that are really tools of the Antichrist and shadow government. Like Bill Gates, okay? Bill Gates, what he thought the world loved him, and they did, because he was paying, you know, the mainstream media and funding them and funding newspapers and media sources and institutions to love him. And all those people do love him. But the world didn't love him because they started turning on him and he got afraid. And I think that's why they made it public that, you know, his divorce. We're going to change the narrative from, you know, Bill Gates, ultimate evil guy of the world, you know, by bringing about a pandemic, and if not that, a fake pandemic, to get everyone vaxxed with, so he could make billions more from, you know, his scheme with people like Fauci and all of the pharmaceutical companies and the World Health Organization, and on it goes. But when he found out that people were hating him and him blaming him, and you notice it's pretty much dropped from the seed. See, the Antichrist and his minions have have, they know what works well if they need to remove themselves from the public ire. But behind the scenes, the same evil is going on, the same evil machinations, no matter who it is. Fauci too, yeah, they're turning on him. Because, you know, the mob will always turn on those people that raised the mob in the first place. I've read history. I know that's how it works. So he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and he shall have them in derision. So it's wonderful when nothing goes according to their plans. But there are consequences for them and the entire world. And they'll get their just desserts. Yeah, they may enjoy life, and they may enjoy or not enjoy their billions of dollars by participating in whatever pleasures they can buy. But their day is coming, and there is a great God in heaven that will judge the living and the dead. And I'll tell you what, as God's people, as his true church, as living stones in the church that Jesus said he will build, we have the distinct honor of already being judged in Christ, having our sins nailed to his cross 2,000 years ago, and to walk in him in newness of life. All things become new. We are a new creation. And his Holy Spirit working in us, conforming us to his image day by day as we travel this mortal plane. We don't look forward to the treasures and all of the pleasures and all of the travels and the places to see and people to meet and shows to enjoy and all of the things, your best life now in this mortal life. We don't look forward to those things. We look forward to that which is to come. First of all, we will have a millennial reign with Christ in this fallen creation, yes. You know, despite whether the amillennialists like it or not, I read the scripture and I'm going with the plain reading of the text, not their conjecture and speculation. Sorry. You know, you don't like it? Read my book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. The last couple chapters were written for you, and dispute them. Challenge me biblically, chapter and verse. I'm willing to stand up to anyone from the greatest PhD, whatever degrees they might have, and they get 20 letters behind their name. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I can do scripture. I don't need to do any ad hominem attack whatsoever. Like, oh, you don't even have a PhD. I'm saying scripture and verse, buddy. You know, attack, you know, don't attack the messenger, you know. Support your case by the book. That's what I'm willing to do. So it doesn't matter who, I'm willing to go up against any amillennialist. I already have in my book, and they can even read in advance everything I'm going to say. And maybe a few things that aren't in the book and may have learned since or whatever. Whatever foul balls or whatever they might want to throw at me, I'm sure the Holy Spirit has an answer for all that. He that sitteth in heaven shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Oh, thank God for that. Yeah. Because they can't quite get it together. You know, they're not a well-oiled machine. They start turning on each other. You know, Satan's always overplaying his hand. I mean, just look, man. He was caught by surprise. Oh, he thought he was going to win when they started nailing our Lord to that cross. Satan thought he was laughing, but guess what? Yeah, that was his end. Those nails were his demise because they were our salvation. Yeah. Verse 5 says, then shall he speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Hey, when the millennium comes, he already owns it. He already has the title deed. Yeah. These enemies of Christ, they're scurrying around, making their millions of dollars, you know, ripping off the people, making themselves rich, and thinking that they're going to get something. But it's all going to turn into dust for them. They will have absolutely nothing when their end comes. And while we're enjoying the millennial reign of Christ, while we inherit the earth and look forward to a new epoch in the gospel, they'll be waiting for the great white throne judgment, where they will meet the judge, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. They will meet him face to face, and they will be judged at that time. But praise God that we have the honor of being judged already in Christ. We don't have to go to that judgment. None of our failings will be exposed to the world. We won't have to suffer that shame. But everyone else will. I mean, what a great honor, what a great privilege, what mercy and grace God has bestowed upon us, that he calls us redeemed and forgiven and gives us new life and fills us with his Holy Spirit as a down payment and the Spirit of truth, so that we know that the things that he has promised us are true. And we can have that assurance without a doubt. If you don't have that assurance without a doubt, seek it with all your heart. Plead for it from the Almighty. He says, if you ask him for bread, he will not give you a stone. You want the bread of life? Then ask him for it, and he will give it to you. The scripture says, if you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. Okay, I'm going into a break, and looking forward to your comments, questions in the chat room there. We've got a lot more to talk about, and we're not done with Psalm chapter 2 yet, so we'll be back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My name's Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality news edition. Okay, do we have any news today? Well, let's see. I was going through Psalm 2, I believe it was, and maybe I'll finish that up, and we'll get into, we got 2 hours. So I got a in the second hour, I'll get into current events and that type of thing as it pertains to where we are in prophecy. As if Psalm 2 does not, yes it does. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree, saith the Lord. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Scripture says, Jesus said, the meek shall inherit the earth. Yes, and that's who makes up his church, the church that he said that he will build, those that are meek. Rather than, I believe, prideful, standing in their own power. Yeah, they stand in the power of Christ. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Coming to a neighborhood near you real soon when Christ returns. I think things are going to play out a little differently than most people believe. You, of course, you have all the dispensationalists that believe they're going to be taken off the earth for 7 years to, in a secret rapture. And I don't know how you pull off a secret rapture by a secret catching away or resurrection that they call a rapture. I don't even know how they decided that the word secret was good to use for a mass evacuation, because I don't think there's ever going to be anything secret going on. Now, some people may be wondering, where did they go when Jesus returns and people disappear to join him in the air? Well, we'll see. I don't know exactly how that's going to work out, but I'm sure that the world, when those they counsel together to come against the alien threat, that would be Jesus returning with all of his saints. That, of course, Jesus will get blamed for removing all those people from the earth. Whether Jesus is going to explain to them what happened, I don't know, or not. Or whether, you have to kind of, we're kind of left in the dark here as to details, you know. But I think that we will be busy over there in the hills of Megiddo over there, because they're going to come against us there. I think it's going to be, we may have a wedding, you know, feast time there, time of reunion, because I'm sure of this, that the weather will be perfect for us. Maybe not for the rest of the world. I'm thinking maybe even 7 years before the battle, after Christ returns and we return with him. Because all those things don't have to happen in one day. And I don't see Jesus hurrying up for the world. Let them stew for a while, you know. That's what I say. Plus they need time to get all their tanks and their warships and their planes and all. And they need to build more drones and whatever that they're going to bring against us. Yeah, we're not going to be worried about that at all with our king and our master over there in Megiddo Hills or wherever we're going to meet, you know, but it'll be around there somewhere because we have the battle of Armageddon over there, okay? And the Armageddon refers to the mountains of Megiddo, so, and there's a valley there, of course. So whether we're in the valley or we're in the foothills or you know, I think we could probably fill the whole valley. But, you know, when they spend a couple years or months or whatever, I'm not saying I know. I don't have this complete picture yet, but, you know, I feel like one is forming in my mind of exactly, you know, an idea of what of how this thing may play out, but I don't think Jesus is going to be fretting about the UN and, you know, the EU and Russia and China, you know, and all of those, NATO and all of the machinations, you know, that they're going to bring against the alien threat that Jesus will pose to their governments. I think he's going to let them get all their ducks in a row. Yeah, I think that would be, I think he would do that because he can destroy them in all in one day when they think they've got their ducks in a row and they think, well, we can finally, you know, squash this alien threat. You know, however long that'll take for the world as they counsel together, as we read at the beginning of this chapter, that they will summarily be destroyed. I don't really think we have to worry about it. Yeah, because like I said, Jesus is not going to be fretting. I think we're going to be meeting people. We're going to have a family reunion. And when you realize, you know, the entire church from Adam and Eve to today, and whoever gets added to it between now and 2055 or whenever the beginning of the seventh millennium is, everyone is going to be there when Christ returns. We're all going to join him. The dead in Christ will be raised, those who are alive and remain, and we may be part of that crowd or we may die between now and then. You know, either way, it doesn't matter to me. I'll go to be with him or he'll come and I'll be with him, and, you know. One way or the other. I mean, that's the assurance we have in Christ. And, well, we got a wedding feast, you know. The church is his bride, you know. And he's making us ready right now. That's the whole purpose, you know, of whatever we're doing in this life and whatever trials and tribulations we're going through. That's the purpose of all that, to get the bride ready. And so when we go to her grave, we're going ready if we're his, or if he comes, and when he returns, we'll be ready at that time. You know, a lot of us don't feel ready. Some of us feel like we'll never be ready. And I just wonder, you know, that God could choose me and adopt me into his family. And, you know, what a blessing. And what a beautiful thing, and to have all of the promises that contained in his word and know by his spirit of truth that they are yes and amen. And I don't have to worry about those things. All I need to do is walk with him to the best of my ability. And where I lack, he makes up for my lack. Yeah, let's see. Your name and where you're calling from. You're on the air.
Hi, Nicholas. Fireman Mike, Akron, Ohio.
Hey, Fireman Mike.
How's it going this morning?
Doing fine.
What's the temperature out there?
Well, let's see. It's not bad right now. It's 77 in my studio. But we're going to have 114 or 15 Friday and Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, we got sunny and 70 here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I just wanted to let you know, I've been trying to type a greeting into the chat.
Uh-huh.
About 30 minutes, it will not let me.
Huh.
This has never happened before. I've been listening to your program for some years now, and I keep, as soon as I hit send, I get a message that says, you must be connected to send a message. I have never seen that before.
Oh, okay. Well, try rebooting your browser or opening up in a different browser.
Yeah, I did two or three times.
Wow, because I've had that happen to me, but I always just refresh the browser and log in, and it comes right up. So I don't know what that is. I just put some question marks in there, and it worked fine. So
maybe I'll just try shutting the whole thing down and turning it on again, and I'll get off for a few minutes.
Wow.
I also, on your end, do you see the names of the people who are in the chat?
Okay. Yeah.
I do not. They're all blank.
Yeah, you might try a different browser or something. I've had errors like that. I've had to, like I said, refresh or restart my browser, things like that.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
Hey, talk to you later.
Hey, the phone works and people can actually talk on it. Okay. Jesus when he returns. Oh yes, I was talking about that period of time between when Jesus returns and the battle of Armageddon actually takes place. The battle is not going to be go on and on. It's going to be a summary battle. Once they engage, it'll be over for us because they can't kill us. You can't kill the immortals. And because Jesus, he's not going to die again. And because we participated, because we're raised in him already, spiritually speaking. But once our bodies are, we're raised from the dead or changed in the moment of the twinkling of an eye, we cannot ever die or get sick or infirm. And all of the things, all of the things that the world is after now, they want their best life now, or they want to spend their retirement years traveling or, you know, whatever, or sitting watching TV or whatever, I don't know, whatever people aspire to for their so-called retirement, you know. Well, Satan has a plan and his government has a plan for you. Work hard all your life, pay them money into a socialist security system, and then when you retire, they expect you to die fairly quickly, and they get to keep all the money that you paid them. That's their plan for you. You know, so they keep raising the age and lowering the benefits. Well, if they crash the system, which is, you know, what seems to be happening. And we're going to talk about hyperinflation and some of those things in the next hour and what's going on around us, what we can expect. Because we don't want to be taken by surprise as, says, why is my chat, I'm looking at the chat room here, there's a little icon above the B for bold. It connects and disconnects. Yeah, maybe I need a better chat room. I don't know. Let me see. I've got people on, let's see. Yeah, I've got 16 viewers on DLive over there, and that chat room's working pretty good. If you want to move to the DLive chat room, you want to check that out, and maybe we'll drop this other chat room altogether if it's too problematic. And somebody put a link in there to the DLive. Here, I'll put it in here now. Copy, paste. And you can move over to the chat room there. There are more people in the chat room over there anyway, so maybe we'll just have to drop YouTube in this chat room. Yeah, let me check out my YouTube thing. Yeah, nobody's. Oh, I got KB Windsor in the chat room over there. And God bless you too, KB Windsor. But I only have one person in the chat room over at YouTube. So I've got more listeners now on DLive than on YouTube. I'm also on Trovo. It says I got one viewer over there, but I guess I'll just have to keep sticking with it to see if it grows or whatever. And like I said, I'm not in this for popularity. It feels better when there are more people. It feels somewhat more validating. Of course, that's just my flesh speaking, of course. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, try the DLive chat room over there. Let's see. Sin is pleasure, but for a season. Thank you for that Fuzzmeister over there. And Mr. Wordsworth, always a good word out of there. Wordsworth hearing. And let's see. We got another caller here maybe. Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air. Yes. Okay, well, I hope you're being edified there. That person who loses their voice when they call in. Yes, just keep listening. Yeah, let the word permeate your soul. Okay, yeah. I guess that's our place. If the world loves you, then you are in trouble, I think. So I guess the true validation is that the world doesn't love you and they're shadow banning you. And we need to persist in what we're doing anyway. Cause I see a time coming, 2030. That's their target date. And that you won't even be able to get on the internet. It'll be like China. Yeah. But I'm sure there are workarounds and, you know, underground things going on in China. I saw a news piece yesterday about people who use VPNs. If you use a VPN in China, that's against the law. If you have a VPN app on your cell phone or your internet and you use it, you can go to prison for that. It's a virtual private connection, private network, you know, one that bypasses the government censors, because the government over there, they need to know everything you're doing. And since that's the system that they're building over here, and we need to resist, absolutely. It's nice to see things roll back a little bit, but it's like they took, you know, 100 steps forward in the last year and a half, and, you know, they're going to take 10 or 20 back, you know. And we're going, oh, yay, they're taking steps backward, but look at the gain they got, 100 forward. So, yeah, we're losing. At that rate, we will be, you know, we will be China by 2030. But we can't be surprised. Yeah. And we need to pray for the church in China, too. Yeah, pray that the church is a huge thorn in the side of the Chinese Jesuit government over there. Yeah. No mistake about it. The Antichrist loves China. They, everywhere you've had Marxist communist revolutions, you know who instigated them, because it serves the end that justifies those means. So it doesn't matter if 20 million, 100 million people have to die. It doesn't matter if you even have to sacrifice some of your own. If you're the Antichrist, if you're part of his shadow government, or you're a pawn in his shadow government and don't even know it. Yeah, perhaps, you know, you were a judge and you got to hear a case and the whole world heard you lie. I'm just going off here, real recent weekend memories. A judge who got on there, made a decision and just lied. Everyone knows you're lying, but we know what's really going on behind the scene. Your family, if you're not on board with the Antichrist, if you're not an actual member of a shadow government, we know that you backed up because you were threatened. Your life, your family's life was threatened. How about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Why did she do a turnaround suddenly? And who's surprised? You know? These people are ruthless. You know, that's the definition of the word ruthless, is the tactics of the Antichrist and his shadow government. And, you know, it's on display for all in history. Oh, they, you know, they're hidden history and they change history and get people to forget about it. They don't teach history anymore, or they teach a false narrative of history. They do that overtly with their, what is it, that new critical race theory in 1612 or whatever year it was that they call that. It's just all lies, you know, a new version of history to divide the people. I think it's a little more difficult for them because they use class to divide in Russia and other places that, you know, for their communist Marxist revolutions. But here in America, it's a little bit more difficult because they're trying to use race rather than class, because the people in the higher class, they don't, you know, it's like the French Revolution. It was a class revolution, you know. It was against the clergy and the ruling class and the oligarchy. And they don't want that repeated. You got all these billionaires out there, you know, it's like, what's his name, said that he was afraid of the guillotine. Yeah, but one of the guys that ran for president, what's the guy's name? Doesn't matter. All of those people, I don't envy any of them. I don't envy their riches. But I do pray for their souls. You know, God can save the worst of sinners. He can even save, billionaires. Yeah. But I don't see many billionaires proclaiming Christ, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. I just thank God I'm not one of them. Let's see. Uh-oh. Somebody's talking about flat earth in his chat room. Oh, my. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's up there a ways. Yes, indeed. I wrote an article on the flat earth. What does the Bible say? Flat earth or spherical earth? I am definitely geocentric. Yeah. But I'm not flat. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're getting to the end of this hour, and we're going to take a look at hyperinflation and why I believe it's coming, how far it'll get, how fast it'll go, I don't know. And what does the world officially call hyperinflation? I think you'd be surprised by what they label hyperinflation. Yeah. Cause if you have hyperinflation, it's too late according to the world's definition of hyperinflation. So anyway, really need, the help here, to get our well. Plus I also want to do my, need some infrastructure for our, Bible school here, looking for young men that want to come here, but we need a well, because I want to teach some skills too, while I'm at it, to young people here. Got some ideas about that, which maybe I'll spend a little bit of time at the end of the broadcast talking about that. So, but think about that, or if you know anyone who has vast sums of money, or even small amounts of money, that they're looking for a place to invest in God's kingdom, then you might want to invest here. And so I'll give you an idea what that's about. Or I put my, you can contact me, go to the contact page at my website, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. And there's an email address there that you can email me at, or you can just contact me on the page. You can leave comments at the bottom of that page, and I can get in touch with you if you want to talk to me privately about something, about some help here. But we do need help. We're being shadow banned, and I'm certainly not, you know, if I was doing this as a job for minimum wage, I would be doing very well. compared to what I'm working for now. And I obviously don't care how much money I make, but when expenses come up, or for expanding the reach of the ministry, or if I want to, mentor some young men and have a place for them to come, well, all that stuff costs money. So I'm looking for people to sponsor, what they call scholarships, so people can come here and learn Reformed Torah and Reformed historicism, and also maybe learn some skills like how to grow food. I was thinking about taking on mini homes. You've heard of that thing. I've got a trailer here I want to turn into a mini home. So doing one project at a time, people can learn skills, and then the project can be sold and do another one. And that would help to support the ministry. Also, we have animals. We have goats. Learn how to milk a goat. Yeah, things like that. Anyway, we'll be back after the news, and we'll talk some more about prophecy and what we need to do to prepare for what's coming, because it certainly is coming. Like a freight train that cannot be stopped. Okay, don't go anywhere.
Visit crosstheborder.org, CROSS, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get Left Behind rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character, as an attempt to further reinforce, in the minds of all, this perception of false prophecy, in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. The author exposes the Latin rapture origin, the seven-year tribulation deception, true Bible revelation of Daniel's 70 weeks, the abomination of desolation, the restrainer, America in the revelation, the image of the beast, and the mark of the beast, and the truth about God's chosen people, and so much more about Bible prophecy. This book will shatter the left-behind paradigm of future events. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
Listening to Prophecy Reality. My name is Nicholas, and in this segment we're going to talk about inflation. Is it happening? How bad will it get? And why is it happening? And how does that relate to prophecy and reality? We try to bring those things together here, prophecy and reality. And speaking of reality, I actually went to Costco yesterday and had on my list toilet paper. So I buy the case at a time. That way I don't have to go back for a year or so. Because when they were rushing to buy toilet paper, I already had most of a case already, so didn't even have to think about that until, yesterday. Yeah. Anyway, I know that I was paying for a case of toilet paper, 30 rolls, of the Kirkland brand, which used to be Scott, and then they changed it to their own brand. I guess Scott Tissue just started packaging it for them. And that was about 15 something for a case. Yeah. Well, I went there yesterday. They didn't have any of their home brand, but they had Charmin there. And the Charmin was usually a couple dollars more than the Scott brand or their home brand there. And it was still a couple dollars more. You'd think there was no inflation, but that was a sale price for $17 and something for the case. The regular price, 24 something, almost $25. Now that's a lot of inflation to go from $17 to $25. And that means that, but it was on sale for the regular old price, so the new sale price is the old regular price. And so I just happened to be there yesterday when they had a sale on that. And so we're good for another year or whatever. Yeah. I have a teenage daughter. Otherwise, I'd be good for 10 years if it was just me. But I have a teenage... Well, no, my daughter's not a teenager anymore. What am I saying? She's 20. Time flies when you're having fun. But I do have teenage grandchildren that are here quite a bit of the time. So, but, you know, that's just one small example of inflation. Meat is up 30% at least, if not more, and still going up further because, you know, cows are killing the climate. Yeah, you can't have cows out in the field farting. So, and Bill Gates wants people to buy artificial meat. So he's investing big in that. It's probably what he's going to do on his 240,000 acres is grow fake meat. Yeah. So he has the means as far as the money and the property to do that. So, people have this money and power and they want to push everything they believe in on the world. So Dr. Gates has exited the scene, and but I'm sure he's working behind the scenes, despite his supposed divorce or whatever, whether he's getting divorced or not, or whether that's just a cover story to help cover up his infamous deeds in this whole scheme to depopulate the world. Yeah, it's going on pretty well. You know, I was looking at my my Facebook page there, and I remember this. Let me show this to you. If you haven't seen this yet, this is that means I got to put it on the screen here. Let's see, which one do I do that? Oh, here it is, desktop. Ah, there we go. That's how we do that. But anyway, if you get the let me take this call first. Your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air.
Hi, Nicholas. Fireman Mike again.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, well, I have you in two windows. I got to mute you in both. I still can't chat on First Amendment rights, but I can on YouTube, which is weird. But anyway.
How about DLive?
Pardon me?
DLive.
Okay, I'll go to that after I get off. But
yeah.
I just wanted to say that all of these things, water shortages, problems with food supply, particularly beef, the drought, and I don't know how you feel about chemtrails, but I feel they're a very real threat. All of these things are tied into this UN Agenda 2021, and a good source of information for that.
Well, they've renamed it 2030. But yeah.
Well, Agenda 2030 is where they want to be by the year 2030.
Yes.
And Agenda 2021 is the entire plan, UN plan for the 21st century.
No, I think that's Agenda 21, right? Not 2021, but 21.
I believe it's 2021, but a really good source of information for this is a lady by the name of Rosa Coiry. That's K-O-I-R-E. Now, she recently passed away, but she's fighting this UN Agenda 2030 thing. But her site is still up, as far as I know. I just looked at it the other day. It's loaded with information about the New World Order's plan to inventory everything on the
Yeah.
The planet.
Yeah.
All resources, take control of the money.
Yes, you will own nothing, right?
I'm sorry, say again?
They say you will own nothing and you will be happy.
Yep, pretty much. But a real good source of information for that is, on YouTube is Rosa, R-O-S-A, Coiry.
Yeah.
C-O.
WW put it in the chat room.
I can only put it in on the YouTube site, but I'll put it in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to show you this here. This graph here, deaths from the jab. You can see that this is the old normal here at the bottom. And you see there's been a normal amount of deaths every year from vaccines as a whole until this year. And this number here, I mean, some people call this a hockey stick. I call this a 90-degree angled. And it's not done going up because this only represents the first 5 months of the year as of May 28th. And so I can expect – and this is only what's being reported. So – you should know better than to allow yourself to be part of this graph here, okay? And if you haven't already, but I don't think any of my listeners have, and I know a few people personally that have, you know, taken the jab. And the thing is, you know, most people do live through it. Yeah. So, but life has become so cheap, because if they had done this before, because they have done this before, and it stopped after a few deaths, but now life has become so cheap, they don't care anymore. And plus, you know, they're spending billions of dollars because the people making all the money are still pouring it out there and paying off people to lie. And people will lie because most of the world is lost in sin. And they have no compunction about lying. And then you have those three frog-like spirits going out into the world helping with that situation, preparing people for the great day of God Almighty. You know, evil men wax worse and worse, and we see that they're just getting worse and worse. And that's all there is to that. Okay, as far as inflation, talking about a few things in inflation, as we're, like lumber, speaking of lumber, you know, and building, any projects I had for building are on hold. Because, there's no shortage of trees, you know. It's these people, these billionaires that bought everything up. And they're just withholding. It's not that they need more money, because I don't know, after you have, you know, a couple billion dollars, what really do you need to do? You need to hire people to go out and buy 240,000 acres of land in the United States for you and keep buying and keep paying people to buy it and take care of it for you, you know? I mean, what can you do when you're a billionaire? You don't even have time to spend that money. It's hard to spend that much money. It really is. Yeah, it'd be difficult to do. Yeah. So, inflation. And that's another thing is, as inflation comes on, I see these people are going to have to try to dump a lot of their money because they're afraid of losing it to inflation. So anyway, let's look at some of this inflation stuff that's going on here. We have here, I have here, let's see, what is this one? Worst cases of hyperinflation in history. Is this the one I was looking at? Or no, I think this is the one. Hyperinflation in Germany from 1921 to 23. Oh, and hyperinflation technically is when you reach 50% per month inflation. Then they finally call it hyperinflation. Well, we're not at 50% per month. If we get in for 50% per year, we'll already be hurting. Yeah. Okay. Hyperinflation in the Weimar Republic started in 1921 and ran until 1923. During this time, the general population experienced abject misery. For instance, people would take wheelbarrows to work on payday just to manage the large amounts of worthless currency. However, the roots of this Great Depression go back to August 1914, when the German currency abandoned the gold standard in August 1914 at the outbreak of the First World War. Okay. Germany's intractable economic problem struck from many angles. It faced general strike in the Ruhr region. Germany also lost the Saar, the foundation of its industrial strength, but could not pay reparations for the First World War. And could not pay reparations for the First World War because of this overwhelming situation. By November 1923, its money was practically worthless. $4,210,500,000,000 German marks were equal to one U.S. dollar. Wow, that's a lot of inflation there. Yes, $4,210,500,000,000 German marks were equal to one U.S. dollar. And of course, a U.S. dollar then was an ounce of silver, 1/20th of an ounce of gold. Yeah, because we were on the gold standard at that time. So, not comparing it to a dollar today. It wouldn't be in the trillions. It would probably be in the hundreds of millions now. That's how much inflation we've had over the last century. German hyperinflation made it possible for the rise of Adolf Hitler. The Treaty of Versailles held Germany and its allies responsible for the widespread loss and damage in Europe during the war, and the Allied powers asked Germany to pay $33 billion, worth about $396 billion today. Say everything's 10 times at least less or worth 10 times, it's only, you get it 10% less than what it was worth 100 years ago. That's all of your fiat currencies today, at least only worth 10% of what they were, if not worse. Anyway, Hitler rose to power because he promised an end to the overwhelming burden of the reparations and offered the country a new future. When his Nazi party came to power, it stopped payments on the reparations. Incidentally, Germany finally paid this enormous debt off exactly 20 years after the country became reunified. And that would have been, I guess, they became reunified under Reagan. When Reagan appeared, the wall was taken down, and it says that they finally paid off this enormous debt 20 years after that. So, but they paid it off with inflated dollars or inflated currency, I'm sure. Now, the second example is hyperinflation in China from 1935 to 1949. Hyperinflation in China started in 1935, ran to 1949. China was the first country in the world to use fiat money, and also the first country to issue paper money. Okay, so fiat and paper money together, I'm guessing. Paper currency proved to be a widely popular idea because it made commerce and trading far easier. You know, we see how much trouble that's got us into. It continued from one government to the next, but only worked when they applied tight control on the money supply. When the government strayed from this monetary policy, it resulted in having too much money in circulation. The Chinese discovered that an excess of money in the economy reduces the value of the money and increases the cost of products. Hey, see? We already know why we're going where we're going right now, because of Donald Trump and his warp speed, and his two weeks to flatten the curve lie or broken promise, okay, lie, and his warp speed destruction of America. Yeah, do we really want that guy back in office? I almost think I would rather have someone steal the election and take the office than have that guy back in after what he did to our country. Come on, open your eyes if you're still under some kind of delusion that Donald Trump is some kind of savior or something. He destroyed America practically single-handed. All he had to do was keep his word, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and by that time, all of including First Amendment radio, we're going, hey, there is really no reason to even have a flatten the curve, but let's keep our word and let's get off our short vacation here and get back to work. Of course, nobody listened. We had to listen to the liars that are all being held in derision today, okay? And their attempts to destroy America, that's what it's really all about. And see that we have adopted the same policy that China, and now we're going to learn the same lesson that we should already have learned from history. See, because I'm pretty sure this article was up here already before the year 2020. Okay. Unfortunately, China did not learn from its own history. And in 1935, the nationalist governments naively created inflation when they increased the money supply by printing out large amounts of paper currency. This soon began runaway inflation that caused prices to spike over 1,000-fold. By 1949, the government had finally learned its lesson. Had seen what happens when a nation injects large amounts of paper money into an economy. Huge monetary reforms to the currency put an end to the economic problem facing China. So will America learn and stop it at our inflation when we have a 50% inflation in 1 year, which is, I pretty much expect real inflation, could hit 50% per year here within a year or two. Okay. Will we learn? Well, the object is to destroy the American economy, because America has been the greatest resistance to the Antichrist and his shadow government in the world. They hate our country. They hate our liberty and their lack of individual self-control. But and that's why they work so hard to get a central bank and impose an income tax, the two most important planks to the Communist Manifesto. That tells you everything you need to know. And then they plundered the riches of America for that, for the entire 20th century. To bend the whole world according to their ends. They plundered us. And what a job of plundering they did. And now they're ready. Yeah, they've set 2030 as their date. And so we expect by 2030 that they will introduce a one-world monetary system because of the problems that they are imposing on us right now. They know what they're doing. Yeah. But how far we can hold them back, I think we should resist, is still resist with everything we have. We should resist. So anyway, there's hyperinflation in China. Number three is hyperinflation in the Soviet Union, of course, 1917. You see all this begins after World War One. It was World War One. All of this began at the beginning of the 20th century, when it began, when they got their central bank in America, when the Vatican bankers took over our monetary system. Hyperinflation in the Soviet Union started from 1917 and ran to 1924. It started during the Bolshevik Revolution that occurred on November 1917 and reached 2013% from 1921 to 1922. It finally ended in 1924 after Russia introduced the gold ruble as the new standard currency. The gold ruble. Okay. Yes, will we get a gold something in America? We'll see. I think they're going to have a gold standard for a world currency. Yeah, that's what they're going to have. Well, that's the lesson of history. That's the only way they can stabilize it. But it's not going to be free. It'd probably be outlawed to own gold, perhaps. Maybe they'll do that too. But they already hold most of the gold. The Antichrist and his bankers already hold most of the gold through their governments and all of the governments that they control, which is most of them on earth at this time. Yeah. They've done their job very well. Yeah. They wrote their rules 500 years ago to take over all the governments of the world. And they have implemented those rules, refined their methods. And if we had to score them on the job they've done, we'd have to give them an A for excellent on the job they've done in taking over the governments of the world. Yeah, excellent job the Antichrist has done. Okay, we're going to go into a break here, but we have one more segment coming up, and we'll finish this when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for Missionary Radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And we were looking at hyperinflation in history. And it's quite eye-opening to see what has happened. We talked about hyperinflation in the Soviet Union from 1917 to 24. It finally ended in 1924 after Russia introduced the gold ruble as the new standard of currency. Of course, we know that from recent history that all of these nations have been overtaken by the Antichrist and shadow government fiat currencies since then. They're still working on refining it. The final takedown is America, and they plundered America when they got their Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury in 1913. Since that time, they plundered America to finance their conquest of the world in the shadows. And now they're ready to play their hand with the 2030 agenda. Okay, hyperinflation in Zimbabwe from 2007 to 2008 started and ran until 2008 in February. 2007, hyperinflation destabilized the currency, and this peaked by mid-November the following year by a rate of 79,600,000,000% each month. I mean, those are incalculable numbers. Yeah. Robert Mugabe's government discovered that hyperinflation causes rapid currency devaluation. The highest denomination could be a billion or a trillion because of its low value. During this period of hyperinflation, the highest Zimbabwean denomination was a $100 trillion note. Yeah, so what could you get for that? A penny candy? This was worth 40 U.S. cents. Oh, yeah, we don't have penny candies. We used to have penny candies, no more. And all your penny candies are like 50 cents to $2. Yeah, that's reality, people. This created the worst famine that the country had experienced in 60 years. I'm giving you a clue what you need to be prepared for. I hope you got some silver or some gold, small denomination gold. Small denomination silver, quarters, 50-cent pieces, dimes, even pennies, copper pennies will be worth something. Yeah. If they're real copper. Mm-hmm. So that's Zimbabwe. Hyperinflation in Hungary from 45 to 46. Hyperinflation started in Hungary in 1945 and ran to 46. This hyperinflation followed World War II. It is one of the worst in recorded history. Inflation grew an unbelievable rate of 4.19 quadrillion percent. Not a trillion, a quadrillion. Okay. That might be the first time I've ever even said quadrillion, but there it is printed in black and white on my screen. Unbelievable rate of 4.19 quadrillion by July 1946. In effect, prices doubled every 15.3 hours. Yugoslavia. Hyperinflation in Yugoslavia started in 1992 and ran until 1994. This was the highest inflation in the history of money after Hungary. When it peaked in 1994, its rate of inflation was 313% each month. Compared to hyperinflation in the Weimar Republic, the inflation rate was about four times greater, but compared to Hungary, it was a modest spike. Hyperinflation in Venezuela. This is our most recent. Okay. Hyperinflation in Venezuela started in 2016 and continues to the present day. According to the Central Bank of Venezuela, the Venezuela inflation rate has been rising by 53,798,500% from its start November 2016 to April 2019. This hyperinflation has collapsed Venezuela's economy. Critics pin the blame on years of socialism, Venezuelan government incompetence, and government and corporate corruption, read greed, yeah, shearing the sheep, the people. Today, Venezuela's currency, the bolivar, has become untrustworthy. You don't say. Because Venezuela's exchange rates are so volatile. At the end of last year, and I guess this is 2020, or when this was written, the rate was 80,000%. Although this yearly inflation rate was high, it is small compared to where the country is heading this year. According to the International Monetary Fund, the current inflation rate will peak at about 10,000,000% in 2019, it says. So this is 2019, making this the worst case of hyperinflation this century. You can see why they're using dollars. They don't even have a currency, I would say. If anyone's using their currency, the people usually in other countries will switch to something like the dollar. Yeah. And this article goes on to tell us, if we need to know how inflation affects investing. Well, there might be something to be learned there. Mitigating damages against inflation. How countries in modern times avoid hyperinflation. Did hyperinflation cause the Great Depression? And so there's a lot of things. Let's see. I'll put this. I don't know exactly what their bent is here, but I'm guessing this would be an honest assessment of the facts. Anyway, I'll put a link in the chat rooms, for most of our people are now in the DLive chat room. So I'll put it there so you can check this article out for yourself if you would like to do that. Well, let me check out some of the comments in the chat room, see if we got anything. Spirit of Truth guides us into all truth. Thank you for that, Mr. Wordsworth, in the chat room. The good word is always worth hearing. I wonder why more truthers are not following the Messiah. Well, because they worship not the way, the truth, and the life, but they worship a version of the truth that's a little more popular. And a lot of them are, you know, following men like Trump. Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, I was talking about Gab. I'm even being shadow banned there because I was getting at least 100 views. I was posting my videos from this broadcast there. But now I went from over 100 views to now for my last three videos from the last month that I put up there, my videos are under 10. They're all single digit views now. So, but you know, they're highly, I see a lot of control there from the apostate church. Is very prominent there. So I'm not surprised. Yeah. We don't have I don't have the resources to do something like a Gab thing. And I don't know if I would want to do that, but at this rate, it's not even going to be worth it to post anything there anymore at the rate, because I don't believe anyone sees my postings from Prophecy Reality News Live anymore. And I started a group there, a Prophecy Reality News group, and they have sponsored or what do they call it, featured groups, but I'm never going to make the featured groups or featured posts thing there. Yeah. But if you're, if you don't rail, if you don't protest or witness against, the Antichrist and his shadow government by name, instead of nefarious, you know, various cover groups, like you can say anything you want against the Masons, for instance, or you know, any of those other groups that cover, that they use as cover for the shadow government. And you won't be bothered. Yeah. But if you hit the bullseye, if you're hitting the bullseye, there's no place for you to go on any of these social media. Sorry. It's just not going to happen. So it's up to us as individuals to spread the word. You know, to spread programs like this and other great programs that we have on First Amendment Radio, you gotta realize we're all shadow banned, to one degree or another. I mean, I have Ligonier Ministries. They have great, Reformed theology, good Bible teaching there, but they're not on target with, naming the Antichrist and his shadow government. But, you know, following Christ is more than just about prophecy and current events and being right on that. You got to be theologically correct too. So it's nice. It's good to see that they have, as far as theologically, they're right on. And it's we who need to influence them with correct, reformed eschatology, historicism, and naming the Antichrist, which the Reformers had correctly. It's just the Antichrist has been very, very successful in hiding history and taking over all of the seminaries practically, so that they've all been taught dispensational eschatology and all believe one form of it or another, or have been that don't really name the Antichrist as the early Reformers did, and have laid aside historicism as a method of interpretation. And those are the ones that I would like to debate. Yeah. So anyway, we need you to share, and because if you can't help support the work that we're doing here, or First Amendment Radio is doing, you can share everything that we are doing with everyone on your mail list and in your circle of friends on social media, wherever you can. Word of mouth, call someone on the phone, tell everyone at your family reunion, whatever you gotta do. Cause mostly on your family is on your social media, so you can share with them and they can share with their family, things like that. And that way, we can keep doing the work here at First Amendment Radio, and that I'm doing here on my personal Prophecy Reality and Cross the Border ministry. Okay, let's see what we got here. Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air. Oh, that's three times today. So maybe my phone only works if Mike calls me. you never know, because the chat room wasn't working for Mike, but the phone was working for him. What's going on here? Who knows? Who knows? Okay. So, as far as, like I said, yeah, there's no social media for true historicist, reformed Christians. Yeah, it's no place for us to go except to each other. The real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the global war on democracy and public health. Yeah, I subscribe to, I'm pretty much a libertarian, true libertarian, or as David Knight says, libertarian. Because not that, you know, libertarian party thing. Yeah, because libertarians is anti-party. So to have a libertarian party is kind of an oxymoron. So you could just call it the oxymoronic party. Yeah. Libertarian. Yeah. Oh yeah, I was going to talk about some of the plans I have here. I wanted to do this for years, but I think my plan is to open up, with so-called Passover, which is, if you're Reformed Torah, you don't do Passover. You do the Lord's Supper. And, you know, it's just something that really bothers me. That kind of is, why isn't the church doing this? The thing that Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. I know we've taken it and, you know, they've turned it into a little cup and a wafer. And everybody sits in their church pews and passes around these trays with the little cups and the little wafers and does it. But when he was saying, do this in remembrance of me, instead of having an Easter dinner, why shouldn't we be having the Lord's Supper dinner or the Lord's Passover dinner and do it the way he did it, you know, to really break the bread at least once a year instead of having Easter or Passover, doing the Lord's Supper or the Lord's Passover? I mean, because when he commanded, do this in remembrance of me, we should be doing that in remembrance of him. So that's how I want to start my new year and my program here. And I'm hoping to get, you know, maybe up to a dozen young men or young people here and be ready in time for the next, Lord's Passover season and have an 8-month program. Because there's a lot of materials available as far as teaching. And plus, and put them to work too, to learning skills. I want to build a tiny house and a trailer that I have here. And then we would sell that at the end and use those funds to do it again and do more training in the next season. And also do some gardening here, some micro gardening or whatever it is, whatever you call that, intensive gardening. I have the land. Have the know-how, have the people that have the know-how to do that. Just need the funding to do it. We need a tent, to put on the property, maybe several tents, ag tents we would use, one for meeting and one for growing stuff in. Also need a well. We're gonna need an ag well to do that because we need all the water that we can get to do something like that. So, and then we need to go like 200 feet, with an 8-inch, well, or deeper with a smaller well, a 6-inch well. But you just have to pump harder to get it. It costs more to, deeper you go, the more it costs to run your pump to get it out of the ground. So, but, and I already have some solar. I would add solar if I could. So those are the things we want to do. And the Lord will send the people and the money if he wants it done. But is that something that you want to invest in? Because basically, as far as I'm concerned, because this is going to be a school for martyrs, you know, the word martyr means witness. And these are people that will be witnesses to the point of laying down their lives for the gospel. That's where I'm at. You know, I'm going to work until Christ comes or my life is required for the gospel. That's my desire. I don't want to die of some disease, suffering in a deathbed somewhere, even peacefully. I would rather, you know, give my life for the gospel or be changed in the moment in the twinkling of an eye and be able to work, for the gospel until Christ comes. That would be my preference. And that's part of my prayer. And so looking for men that can be, you know, that have that same heart for Christ and for the gospel that would go out into the world after 8 months here of intensive training. And, so God has to send the people to train and the people that are going to train. As, you know, I can only do so much. And, I would call back people like James, who was here before and may be listening right now, to come back here for that or pray about it anyway. And others that have been here in the past. I've had a few men come here in the past and spend some time on the ranch. Some of them mentored. Well, all of them mentored to a degree, because what else do I have to do but, you know, teach God's word anyway. So anyway, need your prayers and about that, and if the Lord lays it on your heart to finance that or to give a gift, a one-time large gift toward that, we can get some of these projects done and start building for that here. If you have some of those skills we're talking about, you might want to come for the 8 months. You know, bring your motor home or whatever you got, and we'll put you up, and we're taking no prisoners, so nobody's going to be forced to stay here. It's the kingdom of God. There is no force in the kingdom of God. So anyway, pray about that, and pray for us, that at least we need your prayers, at least, and for you to share all of the work that we're doing here at First Amendment Radio, and my personal broadcast and website here at crosstheborder.org, and to support all of the broadcasters here, David Knight and others, whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do. You know, I had to withdraw some of the giving I was giving to other ministries because of some of the things they did last year. And I just thought, I cannot be a part of that, as much as I love some of the other things they were doing. And honestly, I'll tell you, it was Samaritan's Purse. They were too pro-vaccine, and they did, but they do so much good every time there's a disaster, and they bring the gospel to people. And I felt like I could be part of that. But after last year, I had to withdraw. So I increased my giving to other ministries. And if you're not giving, you know, you may have a better ministry than mine, because there are a lot of big people out there doing much better work than I'm doing and probably deserve your money more than I do. So if you're giving there, you know, keep giving there. That's what I say. But if you're not investing in the kingdom of God, you got to ask yourself, where is my treasure? Yeah. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where is your heart? If you're giving nothing, if you're not investing anything in God's kingdom, who are you living for? Are you really saved? I have to question it for people that don't fellowship anywhere, that they have, you know, they don't even attempt to fellowship. I've never sang a worship song with some of these people, you know, never seen them in fellowship or give a dime anywhere. I question. Is their salvation true? They need to question it. Doesn't matter whether I know or not know. What matters is that God knows you. Well, may the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. We'll see you next time.